Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Welcome to your Tuesday edition of the BT News Show. I'm your host, Kyle Swigger. Yeah, we're back. Wow. Yeah, we've had a long hiatus, mostly due to that wonderful typhoon that hit this country. Yes, the Philippines over the weekend. Finally, though, we got the internet and the power back on, so it's time to do a show for you. It's the 20th of October, 2015. All the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours. And in around 5 minutes. There wasn't really a whole heck of a lot, but we'll see what we can dig up. The new Apple TV is a-coming. Yes, we knew that, but we never had a date until now. On stage at the Wall Street Journal live event, CEO Tim Cook said that Apple will start taking orders this week in time for shipping sometime by the end of the week. Yoo-hoo! The new TV, in case you didn't know, has that A8 processor along with a touchscreen-enabled remote. Yeah, let's talk to Siri, yoopie-doo. And finally, you're also going to have access to an app store. The base model at 32 gigabytes will set you back $150, and the 64 gigabyte model, of course, will be another $50 more. Excuse me a moment. I'm just going to go check Apple.com right now and see if I can order it. Damn, not yet. Hey, Facebook users, chances are that's probably you since there's over a billion of us now. They're actually warning us about, government attacks. Yeah, it seems these government attacks are on the increase, and Facebook has implemented a warning system for anyone whose account comes under such attack. Facebook, calling these government-sponsored attackers, says this is a lot more than just somebody trying to get into your Facebook account. They believe the problem is serious enough that suggests that anyone who receives such a warning should consider either formatting their computer or completely buying a new one. No, I'm not making this stuff up. This is what's coming from Facebook. Of course, we all know those little tall-tale signs, you know, like when we've signed in from a different device, accessing our Facebook account, we'll get an email. Yeah, that's kind of what Facebook is talking about, except on a much bigger scale. Facebook, however, did go on to point out and said it's important to understand that this warning is not related to any compromise of Facebook platform or systems. No, of course not. And that having your account compromised in this matter may indicate that your computer or mobile device has been infected with malware. So basically, Facebook's saying, yes, we're on your side. We're going to help protect you. By the way, it's still your fault. Lenovo has unveiled a nice, nifty-looking laptop, or notebook computer, whatever side you're on. The new computer from Lenovo is called the Yoga 900. And why is it called that? Well, probably because it's more than just your traditional laptop. It's a tablet, or you can pop it up as a display. You know, yoga. Any move is possible. Ah, that's crazy thinking there, old Lenovo. The Yoga is going to run on the new 6th-generation Intel Core i5 or i7 Skylake processor. So yeah, it's going to be pretty fast. It comes with 16 gigabytes of memory on board and can also be configured with a 512 gigabyte SSD too. And for the audio buffs out there, it's even got JBL speakers crammed inside the thing. And of course, on top of all of this, it's running Windows 10, which could be a good or a bad thing. Sound pretty good to you? Well, sound pretty good to me. Just better have the money for it. Starts at $1,199 for the base model, meaning you're not going to get all those bells and whistles that I just told you about. And finally, of course, we're coming up with the whole Back to the Future things again, you know, October 21st, that's tomorrow. Anyways, I guess me feels they need to get involved with the whole Back to the Future thing. Yeah, I'm talking about that phone maker that makes all those kind of, well, sort of Apple Chinese knockoffs in China. Not really, but kinda. They figured, why the hell not make a hoverboard, huh? Yeah, that's right. Xiaomi has made a freaking hoverboard, and it costs you about $300. Actually, it looks like a mini version of a Segway, to be honest. Not really a hoverboard at all. Now, the device itself actually comes from Ninebot, which is the company that purchased Segway, and they've just received a buttload of money from Xiaomi. It's called the Ninebot Mini Hoverboard. Although I don't know why, because it looks like a hoverboard with wheels. Who knew a hoverboard ever had wheels? Performance-wise out of the thing, well, you get about 14 miles out of a single charge. Not too bad, and you can go up to about 10 miles per hour. If you ran out of charge wherever you're going, well, they say the thing actually recharges itself in about 4 hours. The company said they will launch their hoverboard-like device, on November 3rd, and of course, where else? China. Unfortunately, release dates for the international market, they haven't been released yet. Can't imagine why. Well, you might want to change the name first. Calling it a hoverboard with wheels? They ain't gonna go over very well with your international buyers. If you've got got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Website, check it out, britishtechnetwork.com, for all the great BTN shows. You got to get over there and check them all out. Follow British Tech on Twitter, of course, at British Tech. You can follow me, too, on Twitter as well, at Kyle Swagger. Promise I'll be tweeting a little bit more now that I actually have some power back and can recharge my phone. Don't think I've sent a tweet in 2 days. As for the new show, well, of course, we'll be back tomorrow with your Humpy Dumpy Day edition, getting you caught up on the best technology news that'll happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, hope your Tuesday going well for you. And thank you so much, as always, for listening.